The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Affirm. Affirm. I am the divine flame, of universal love and forgiveness. Releasing all that is not in alignment with divine love and harmony from my being and my world. I am the radiant presence of divine light and love, replacing all those spaces with the living light of spirit. I am spirit in action.
Welcome to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. This time in our evolution is exceptionally important. It is calling us to live with authenticity, precision, and purpose. Our show will inspire you to become all that you can be, no matter what it takes. Now, here's your host, Dr. Judith Long.
Well, good morning and welcome to the Eye of the Needle, coming to you from beautiful, sunny Sedona. It's a perfect time of year here. My guest today is a very exciting one, and there's so much to say in introducing him that it's really only possible to touch on some of his many accomplishments. Dr. Patrick Flanagan is an American New Age author, inventor, and scientist. He has written books on Egyptian sacred geometry and pyramidology. He holds several patents as an inventor. In 1958, at the age of 13, Patrick invented the neurophone, which he said transmitted sound via the nervous system to the brain. We will be discussing the neurophone in detail today. Born a child prodigy, Patrick could read before he talked. Believed to be the reincarnation of Nikola Tesla, Patrick's childhood inventions started to draw attention at a very young age. So welcome, Patrick. It's so wonderful to have you on the show today.
Thank you, Judith. I'm really happy to be here.
Well, I am too. I'm so happy. So what I'd like to do is start at the beginning of your incredible life. In one interview I watched, I heard you say that you remember being in your crib and noticing your toes.
Yes.
Can you tell us about that?
Well, I remember very clearly wiggling my toes and going, I hate growing up bodies. because I have to grow up before I can get to work. But I started early. By the time I was 8 years old, I had a full general class ham radio operator's license and was building my own equipment. It was all vacuum tubes back then. And I got the attention of the government, and because of my neurophone patent application, and I worked for the Naval Ordnance Test Station out of China Lake, California, talking to dolphins, and I've consulted for the NSA and the CIA when I was younger. And I quit all government work in 1972.
Mm-hmm. Well, at 8 years old, what was it that you invented that got the attention of the government, Patrick?
Well,
wasn't it a detector, a missile detector or something?
No, that was 12 when I was 12.
I
had just moved from Billings, Montana to Houston, Texas, 3 months before, and they said that there is an all-city science fair from junior high all the way through college level.
Mm-hmm.
And if any of us had a science project we'd like to enter to prepare it and get it ready. And so I had this great idea for detecting atomic bombs and ICBMs. And so I built this guided missile detector, atomic bomb detector, and you know, they were doing above ground testing and firing ICBMs testing and all these things back then. And so what I did is I was able to detect the atomic bomb test and the ICBM firings and pinpoint where they were launched from. And I entered it into the science fair, and I had a board showing every single test the government had done, what day it was, what time it was, and where it was. And I won the entire science fair above everyone, college kids, everything. And that was like on a Sunday, and got in all the newspapers. And on Monday morning, I was in study hall, and the principal came over the loudspeaker and said, "Will Patrick Flanagan come to my office immediately? The Pentagon is on the telephone."
Oh, my goodness.
And so I went to the principal's office, and they wanted to know how I knew all their secrets, and I told them, you know, my missile detector. And so they sent a team of 15 scientists from Wright-Patterson Air Force Base to Houston, and they took away my device, made my father sign a piece of paper that said that if I talked to anyone other than authorized government representative, that it's an act of treason, and that they'll take me away and he'll never see me again.
Oh, my goodness. And you were only 12.
Uh-huh.
Oh, Patrick, my goodness. It must have scared you to pieces.
Yeah, it did. And
wow.
But it got their attention, and so they paid attention to me my whole life. And I consulted for them. I had offers to join the CIA. They said they'd send me to every school in the world, no matter where I wanted to be. And when I graduated, all they wanted to do was have me work for them for 5 years, and then I was free to go. And all my scientist friends said, "No, they'll never let you go. It's all nonsense." And so I refused that. But then I worked on a system of favors. Admiral Red Rayburn, who was third director in charge of the CIA at the time, made me a deal. We'd work on what's called a favors program, and if I needed a favor from him regarding the government or any problems, that he would take care of it, but then I would owe him a favor, and no matter what he asked, I had to do it. And kind of a two-edged sword. And so I used that to get my neurophone. It was the patent was placed under secrecy by the government, and the patent office refused to issue the patent. And so I called up Red Rayburn, and he was at that point director of the NSA. And I said, I want my patent out of secrecy, and I want to be able to manufacture it. And he said, "Okay, done." He said, "Within 2 weeks, you'll have your patent." Hmm. And I said, "Okay." And then later on, he asked me for some favors. And so that's how we worked.
Can you share any of the favors that you were asked by them, or is that secret?
I can't.
You can?
I cannot share.
Oh, you cannot. Right. Okay. Okay. So we touched on the neurophone. Could you please explain the neurophone to us, Patrick?
Well, when I was 12 years old, I read I was an avid reader. I could read 14,000 words a minute with 95% comprehension. I had eidetic memory, which means that everything I looked at, heard, or saw, I remembered eidetically. So I developed the ability to read 14,000 words a minute. And my father was an oil scout traveling to different cities. We'd move every 3 to 6 months to a different town. And what I did in Bismarck, North Dakota, I went to the library and I read every single book in the library. And I said, "Do you have any other books to read?" And they said, "Well, we have our basement archives, books that are going to be burned because no one checks them out anymore. You're welcome to go down there and see what you can find." And so I went down and I found a book by Hugo Gernsback written in 1911, a science fiction book. And the hero in this story had a device that he put on his head, and he could transmit knowledge into his brain while he was sleeping. And it excited me. And 6 months later, I had developed that device. And in his 90s, Hugo Gernsback wrote me and thanked me for creating the last invention that he described in his book. He predicted ICBMs, television, radar, all back in 1911.
Wow.
Yeah.
And they were getting ready to throw that book away.
And so my wife says that my brain is like I'm a multifaceted crystal. You twist me one way and I receive one channel. Twist me another way and I get another channel. And most of my inventions, I work really hard on my inventions. And usually all the experiments are failures, so I know what not to do. And then I'll kind of forget about it and be driving a car, taking a shower or whatever, and a whole technology will be downloaded to me, circuit diagrams, everything in about 5 seconds. It's like a parallel download. And then I know exactly what to do. And so I created the Neurophone, applied for a patent on it. The patent office refused to give me the patent. And I said, "Why?" And they said, "There's no prior art. In other words, nothing like it has ever existed." And I said, "Well, isn't that the basis of an invention, something that is new?" And they said, "No, all inventions are improvements on previously known technology." And I said, so they closed the file, refused to give me my patent. And then when I was 19, I had enough money. I hired a patent attorney, and we flew to Washington with my Neurophone on my lap in the airplane. We went to the patent office, and they had a profoundly deaf employee who was completely nerve deaf, couldn't hear through, you know, any kind of bone conduction or anything. And they said, "If I can make him hear with my invention, they will reopen the original filing and give me my original filing date and give me, you know, the patent." And so, to make a long story short, we went in there and they had a record player with Maria Callas, an opera singer, and he hadn't heard her for 15 years. And we put the Neurophone on him, and he started breaking down, crying and sobbing because he could hear it. And pretty soon, the entire patent office, everyone in the patent office was in there crying and sobbing. And they reopened the file and gave me my original filing date. It's never been done before in the history of the patent office, nor has it been done since.
Wow, Patrick, wow. I have a couple questions about the Neurophone. I just noticed, and it's probably my confusion, that are there two models of the Neurophone?
Multiple models.
I've
manufactured different versions over the years. Some of them sold for as much as $2,000 each, and then I developed, like I say, different versions. We had them on the market. They were always very expensive, we raised $750,000 on Indiegogo for Neurophones, and we now have we're manufacturing the ultimate Neurophone that's going to retail for $444, and it's the ultimate. It's beyond anything that I've ever created, and so it's going to be, fantastic.
Where can people go to sign up for one of those, Patrick?
Well, you go to Neo Neurophone, neoneurophone.com. Neo, the Neurophone is a neural efficiency optimizer. That's what we call it. So you go to, and you can Google Neo Neurophone, and it'll, take you to Indiegogo and so forth.
Okay, so I want to spell that for our listeners. Neo, Neuro, Phone .com.
Yes.
Go and sign up for one today. This is an amazing opportunity. To have this invention of Patrick's at such a low cost. It's just incredible. And when we come back, we have maybe about 30 seconds here for this segment. When we come back, I'd like to ask Patrick to explain all of the benefits of the Neophone. I want to also mention, while we're talking about this, that Patrick's website is www.phisciences.com. That's phisciences.com. You can go there to learn about all of his products, current research, and sign up for the newsletter informing you about how to take good care of your health. So we better go on a break, Patrick, and we'll be right back, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you.
This is the Voice America Seventh Wave Channel.
Dr. Judith Long is a pioneer in the field of expanding human consciousness. Having 30 years' experience in the world of metaphysics, Dr. Judith is considered an expert in the body-mind connection and in living with spiritual awareness. She lives what she teaches. Through her workshops, seminars, lectures, and private practice, she can teach you how to open to your own personal guidance. Connect with your higher self and be aware of the unity between your body, mind, and spirit. Visit www.drjudithlong.com to schedule an appointment with or to purchase Dr. Judith's exclusive line of transformational products. They include Chakra Bliss Essential Oils and Mists, Sedona Vortex or Archangel and Goddess Mists, Meditation CDs, Starlight Jewelry, books, and more. Also, check out her upcoming workshops and events, such as the exciting 5-day workshop, Awakening the Illuminated Heart. Sign up online today at www.drjudithlong.com. That's drjudithlong.com.
the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Be extraordinary. Be the change.
You are listening to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. If you'd like to reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to The Eye of the Needle.
Well, welcome back. We're talking today with Dr. Patrick Flanagan, and we were just talking before the break about his neurophone and the neurophone being available to us all now at only $444. We were talking about a little bit of the history of the neurophone. Patrick, can you give us some detailed information about the benefits of the neurophone?
Well, when I was 17, I was invited to the Mayo Clinic in Rochester, New York, and I lectured before 600 doctors from the Mayo Clinic. And after my lecture, Steve Farian, who was their brainwave expert, he had studied Swami Rama from the Himalayas, the first yogi who meditated in the Himalayas, and published numerous papers about his brainwaves and things like that. And so he asked me, would I come back into his lab and so he could test my brainwaves? So I said, at this point, I'd been using the neurophone for 3 years. Since I invented it. And what happened, 4 years, I guess, is that he put me on the machine and he had me close my eyes, open my eyes, read something, relax and so forth, looking at my different brainwave states. And when he was done, he said, your brainwaves are identical to those of Swami Rama, who meditated in a cave for 30 years, and he said it's phenomenal. I was producing all the wavelengths, you know, from delta to, you know, theta to alpha, beta, and also super beta, very, very high frequency brainwaves.
Wow.
And we realized that it's probably my neurophone that did that, and unless, you know, I was 100 years old and had been meditating, you know, in Tibet. So the neurophone, we now have other reports of people who are meditators who record their brainwaves, who use the neurophone for like a total of 7 hours, and their brainwaves were identical to those. So it produces brain coherence, left-right brain coherence, where the left brain, the male brain, and the female brain, which is the right hemisphere, the right brain, where they're joining each other and communicating freely. And normally they don't have access to each other except through a bundle called the corpus callosum. And the neurophone generates ultrasonic waves. And it turns out that the back of the skull is like a parabolic antenna, and it focuses energy right into the third eye or pineal gland. And so when you stimulate with the ultrasonic frequency of the neurophone, it's about 40 kilohertz, which is, you know, 2 times above the maximum hearing range of humans. But when you put that carrier, just the ultrasonics, into the head, it causes deep relaxation, and it causes the left and right hemispheres of the brain to go into phase coherence. It increases blood flow to the brain by 3 times over time.
So people are smarter.
Yeah, and so it's awesome. The only difference between Einstein's brain and ordinary brains is that he had more glial cells, and the glial cells are like switchboards in the brain, and the way you get more glial cells is you increase blood flow to the brain, and your body, with that increased oxygenation and blood flow, suddenly starts making more glial cells, more switchboard centers, because it can handle it.
Hmm. That's really interesting. You know, having been an alpha brainwave biofeedback trainer, I'm really, really fascinated by this, especially the activity of all 4 or 5 brainwaves at once. That's incredible.
Yeah, he said that my delta waves, he had to recalibrate his machine because I was producing such powerful waves that it was actually his amplifiers couldn't handle it. So he had to detune the thing and recalibrate it in order to measure my brain waves.
Wow. Well, in everyday language for our listeners, how does this translate out that it will benefit them in their life, Patrick?
Well, the most interesting thing is that my daughter, Stephanie's daughter, I met her when she was 15, and she was had failing grades in school. She was making C's, D's, and F's, and it's because she's ADD, and she said that when she's reading a lesson, she reads one paragraph and then goes to the second paragraph and forgets what she read in the first one. So she goes back to the first one and gets hung up. And so I put the neurophone on her, one of my neurophones, and I said, just wear this when you read and when you study, no sound, nothing. And she put it on. And she came back and she said, wow, she said, I remember everything now. And she went from a failing student to A-plus student in 2 months.
Oh, my goodness.
And she graduated from the University of Santa Cruz with honors, you know, at very, very high level in her class, went on to become a film editor. And it totally changed her life. And there is a video on Indiegogo. Her name's Gwendolyn. Mm-hmm. And she talks about her experience with the neurophone and how it changed her life.
Wonderful. Is that the neoneurophone.com site, or is it another one?
Yeah. No. And if you go to YouTube.
Okay.
Put my name in, Patrick Flanagan, you get about 1.6 million hits, but the videos that come up, I did 50 videos last year with this guy, Ken Sheets, and we have 35 million views of my videos so far, and so you can find all those videos there if you go to
just Google you.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Oh, I just wanted to spell your last name. So it's Patrick Flanagan, F-L-A-N-A-G-A-N.
Yes.
Yeah. Mm. Well, I'm so excited about getting a neurophone myself. I can't hardly wait. When will they be ready?
Okay, well, we're shipping them in June. We're having a neurophone party. Ooh. Where we're delivering neurophones to the first. There's going to be about 300 people there. And we're delivering the neurophones to them, the first ones, hot off the hot off the assembly line. And right now, if you go to Indiegogo, you can buy Neurofoam for $399 versus after the campaign's over, they'll be $444.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, and that, again, is www.neoneurofoam.com, right?
Yes, that should do it.
Okay, awesome. So, wow, what a great opportunity.
Yeah.
Okay, so is there anything else you'd like to tell us about the Neurofoam before we move on to some other interesting things?
Well, over the years, I think I've said enough because, I invented the Neurofoam 57 years ago.
Wow. So there's a lot to say if you really really wanted. Well, one of the things that I'm sorry, did I interrupt you?
Oh, go ahead.
I read Heart Harmony somewhere along the way when I was looking at your information, and something about the Neurofoam creating heart harmony. I was very interested in that.
Well, it turns out that when you use the Neurofoam, your brain becomes phase coherent, left and right hemispheres. And what happens is that your brain waves start producing golden ratio harmonics.
Oh, my goodness.
And so what happens is that we also know from measuring the heart and doing fast Fourier transformation, transforms of the heart waveform, that when a person is feeling love, or they're in a bliss state, that their heart overtones produce our golden ratio. And so the result of that is that when you go in the phase coherence and you're feeling love for someone like a mother for her baby, her heart begins to produce these overtones, and then the brain also produces these overtones. The Neurofoam is just a quick way of getting there.
Mm. That's really exciting. And some of the work that I'm interested in and involved in, we're busy connecting the heart back up to the brain. So there you go.
We developed there's a medical computer program where they can simulate any heart disease they want by punching in different things. And so what we did is we modified that program so that the heart produced golden ratio overtones. And then we adjusted the heartbeat from 50 to 140 beats per minute, but all the time producing these overtones. And the wonderful thing would be is that the baby is used to that. And so one of the things I want to put out on the market is a little heartbeat thing that has a heartbeat relaxed, producing these overtones, so that it'll put the babies in bliss, and anyone listening to it will go into a bliss state.
Wow. So you're working on that now?
Yes. I had one device, and it's buried somewhere. I've had various labs all over the world, and I had one lab in Santa Cruz, California, and the lab cost me $2.5 million a year just to run it. And we developed all kinds of inventions and devices and some Neurofoams. And we developed the heartbeat generator there, the one I'm talking about.
Hmm. So interesting and helpful for parents. And and babies, oh my goodness, that'll be exciting when that's available to people.
Well, yeah. The heart produces very powerful electromagnetic waves.
No, I know.
Mm. So if if you're angry or in fear or upset, your heart produces overtones that reflect that. And so that's why you can walk into a room where people have been arguing, mm-hmm. and their hearts have been putting out and are still putting out these stress signals in spite of the fact that they're smiling and all these things. And it turns out that if you have an audience of people and they all go into the bliss state where the hearts are producing golden ratio overtones, you can affect a huge area. I mean, I'm talking about miles and miles around. Just one person in the state can affect a huge room of people. And
is this from the toroidal field of the heart or something
yes.
else?
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay. Uh-huh. Yeah. Wow. I knew about the toroidal field, but I never understood that the heart produces stress waves as well. But it makes sense. It makes perfect sense, doesn't it?
Your heart is a reflection of your emotional state. And so, you know, when the other day, there was this little 2-year-old baby, and he was in his mother's arms, and I walked up and looked at the baby, and the baby reached out to me and wanted to come to me, and she said, "He has never done that for anyone except me and my husband. I don't know what it is about you, but he wants you to hold him." And so all I'm saying is that I produce these heart waves all the time, and you can get to where you do that. And so anyway, so
wonderful.
Yeah.
Wow, that's wonderful, and it makes sense too because you know I've experienced like when you know they say heartache.
Yeah.
You really feel that it actually hurts in the heart physically. Feel it. Yeah. Oh. So we always hear about the positive, but it really affects our heart when we go into these negative states. That's really interesting. Interesting.
The reflection, the energy coming out of the heart is affecting everyone around you, and that's why, you know, the Leonard Cohen song, "I smile when I'm angry, you know, I cheat and I lie," but the whole thing is that someone can be smiling at you, and they can say, "I love you," but you don't feel it, because their hearts might be putting some other signal out, and these are things that we get, but we don't know how we're getting them.
Mm-hmm. Right. We know, people say they love you, you're my friend, and you just don't feel it. And you wonder, well, why don't I feel it? Is it me? Is there something wrong with me? Or what, you know, but that's really interesting too. That explains.
Yeah.
A lot, because the heart is so powerful that it would make so much sense, so much more powerful than the brain.
Oh,
that it would make sense, really, a lot of sense. We only have a few seconds left, Patrick, but I on this segment, we have another whole segment left, which is great. But this is interesting, and again, if you want to sign up for the Neurophone at $399 right now, you want to go to www.neuropone.com. Patrick, we'll be right back, and thank you so much.
Okay.
The Seventh Wave Channel on the Voice America Network.
Dr. Judith Long is a pioneer in the field of expanding human consciousness. Having 30 years' experience in the world of metaphysics, Dr. Judith is considered an expert in the body-mind connection and in living with spiritual awareness. She lives what she teaches. Through her workshops, seminars, lectures, and private practice, she can teach you how to open to your own personal guidance, connect with your higher self, and be aware of the unity between your body, mind, and spirit. Visit www.drjudithlong.com to schedule an appointment with or to purchase Dr. Judith's exclusive line of transformational products. They include Chakra Bliss Essential Oils and Mists, Sedona Vortex or Archangel and Goddess Mists, Meditation CDs, Starlight Jewelry, books, and more. Also, check out her upcoming workshops and events, such as the exciting 5-day workshop, Awakening the Illuminated Heart. Sign up online today at www.drjudithlong.com. That's drjudithlong.com.
The Voice America 7th Wave Channel. Seek greater awareness.
You are listening to The Eye of the Needle with Dr. Judith Long. If you'd like to reach our show today, please call in to 1-866-472-5795. Again, that's 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to The Eye of the Needle.
Okay, welcome back. We're talking with Dr. Patrick Flanagan, most interesting man in life. I'd like to touch back on the reports that you are the reincarnation of Nikola Tesla. Could you please just tell us about that, how that awareness came to you?
Well, how does it, you know, when we think of child prodigies, a child comes in and he's 5 years old and he's playing the piano like Mozart, you know. Where does that come from? Well, it's because they're an incarnation of a reincarnation of someone like that, you know. Mm-hmm. And I came in and at 8 years old, I'm building transmitters and receivers like the world has never seen before. And when I was about 8, I told my mother, I said, you know, my name isn't Patrick. And she said, what's your name? And I said, Nikola. And she said, Nikola what? I said, Nikola Tesla. And she goes, who's that? So I told my mother that. And, you know, it doesn't matter if I'm reincarnation, because some people will get all huffy about that. But the interesting thing is that I can tune into his database, let's say, you know, the Akashic Record or whatever. And so as a child, I'm building Tesla coil. When I was 8 years old, I built a Tesla coil that operated at 20 megahertz. I mean, we're talking Tesla, you know, his was a few hundred kilohertz, but to build one like that is awesome.
Well, he had such a such advanced work, and it needed to continue. So it's very good to know that that's who you are and that's what you're doing. I think it's very interesting too.
Well,
that information crossed in to you.
Yeah, I was very careful because they killed me, you know, when I was Tesla and destroyed me. And so I was very careful to never mention it to anyone but family. And here I am, I'm 70 years old, and I finally come out and said, well, you know, I'm not threatening them, I'm not offering free energy to the world and things like that.
No, so they're not going to be bothered by it at this point.
Right.
Yeah, we wouldn't want anything like that. Okay, There's so many things that I'd like to talk about. Let's go to question my producer, Randall, wanted to know. In your opinion, Patrick, what should scientists be focused on today?
Well, Fukushima is way worse than anybody has said. I have a $20,000 Geiger counter that identifies, you know, radioactive species. And in Sedona, I'm measuring weapons-grade plutonium, iodine-131, various radioactive emissions from Fukushima. And it's affecting all of us. It's affecting the entire world. Now, you know, I could get killed for just saying what I just said, but the thing is that I'm not going out and publishing on it and all these things. But there are solutions, there are answers, and my product is called Mega Hydrate. It helps repair DNA that's been damaged, and it also there are things that you can take, organic sulfur or MSM, that helps chelate these radioactive particles out of the body. Zeolite, there are zeolite drinks that you can take that pull these things out of your body. So there are solutions. Because I would never even want to say a word about this stuff if I didn't have if we don't have a solution for it.
Right, it's just too negative and scary. But it's good to know there are solutions. So
right.
People can take a look at this information and then also purchase the Mega Hydrate. On www.phisciences, that's phisciences.com. That's Patrick's website. All of his products and all of his current research, everything is on that website. It's chock-a-block full of wonderful information, so I would suggest going there. Okay, so you wrote a book in 1972 called Pyramid Power.
Yes.
Also very interesting. Let's talk about that.
Well, you know, I wrote the book. It took me 1 week to write it. And I wrote it on a Selectric typewriter. And and I took my manuscript to different publishers, and they said no one would be interested in it. We won't do it. So I borrowed $5,000, and I published the first 5,000 hardbound copies of Pyramid Power, January 2nd, 1973. And it took off like crazy, like wildfire, and I sold 1.5 million of those books, and since I owned it, it helped me break free so that I could, pursue my inventions and not have to work for the government or anyone else.
Oh, that's a blessing. What a blessing. Is that book still available? Can we still get that?
Well, you can find it on Amazon, and one copy of my book, original, sold for $1,000 on eBay. But I'm putting it out in the form of a PDF ebook, and we are going to republish it in hardbound also.
Oh, good, because the information in that has to be amazing. Could you tell us some of the information in it?
Well, it's strange because the pyramid has fascinated people for eons of time. And it turns out that when you put food and different items inside the pyramid, it's like a resonant antenna for dielectric waves that enter and affect whatever's inside of it. And my book, I've had thousands of people tell me that my book changed their lives. And just reading it. There was a guy who was running for mayor in Encinitas, California, and he was winning by a landslide, and he read my book the night before he was going to go in and become mayor, and he quit. He dropped out of the race, gave it to his opponent, and walked away from it, and never turned back. He said that my book changed his life. So, pyramids have profound effects when you meditate in a pyramid or you sleep in a pyramid. I had a cat that I made a pyramid bed for it, and she became a vegetarian. I swear.
Oh my goodness.
The little birds would walk by and she'd wag her tail and watch them. And she was no longer a predator.
Oh, wow. That's really great. Do you have any, are there instructions in the book as to how to build a pyramid?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Build your own.
Let's see, something just went right out of my head, I was going to say. Just went right out of my head, so I'm sure it'll come back.
It happens.
The Mega Hydrate. Uh-huh. We were talking a little bit yesterday, and I think it's important for people to know its effect on animals and how it can be used. Could you tell us about that again? Tell the audience about that, please.
Yeah, well, you put it in animals' water, and we had rats live four times longer than their normal lifespans. Mm. Just adding it to the water, I had a dog. I had a Great Dane that weighed 180 pounds, and the dog lived 28 years. They normally die when they're they normally die, you know, like when they're 12 years old or so.
Yeah. 28. Oh my goodness. Oh, well.
Yeah.
Let's see. I think what would be really interesting for our listeners would be your view of our future on planet Earth. What do you see for us here?
It could be very bleak. It could be very bad. We need to change. That people need to start emitting that love bliss wave from their heart, because if enough people do that, we can change the entire planet and get rid of the way men treat women and the aggressiveness of war and all of these things. Of course, there are people that don't want that, but that's what we need to do. We need to learn how to generate that bliss wave all the time in our hearts.
And the neurophone, of course, will create that that for us.
You can do it without the neurophone too. You just have to. You know, what you do is you remember a time, you know, let's say you're a mother, you remember when your baby was born and how beautiful the baby was. You go into bliss. Mm-hmm. And if you can duplicate that, just think about those bliss moments when you felt that way and recall them and lock it into your body. You don't need the neurophone. You can do it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I don't know what the word would be. Like the more you do it, the more you're in that state.
Yes. Yeah. Your body remembers, and then what happens is that it becomes very easy for you to go into it. And what will happen is that you can be in an argument with someone, you start getting angry, and your heart's producing the anger waves. And if you can remember, all you have to do is relax, and then produce the bliss wave, and they'll go away. They can't handle the bliss wave.
Oh, so good. So yeah. Good. I still think I want the help of the Neurophone, though.
Oh, yeah.
For all the other benefits that it gives as well. Oh, Patrick, this has been wonderful. We have about a minute, and I'd like to go over some of the information where people can reach you, sign up for your newsletter, learn more about what you're doing. First, for the Neurophone, www.neoneurophone.com. That's neoneurophone.com. And to find out about all the other inventions and research and products of Dr. Flanagan, you can go on to www.phisciences, that's PHISCIENCES.com. Also, Patrick's wife, Stephanie, is a beautiful, beautiful soul. She's a friend, and her products are on there as well, the skin products. So I'd like to say hi to Stephanie. She couldn't be here with us today, but maybe next time. Patrick, thank you so much for coming on. It's been most interesting, and thank you for all of your hard work.
Oh, thank you, Judith. It's such a pleasure talking to you.
Oh, it is to you too, Patrick. Thank you so much. Till next time.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you again for tuning to The Eye of the Needle. Please join your host, Dr. Judith Long, again next Wednesday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America 7th Wave Channel. If you like our theme music, it's available for purchase from Dr. Judith's website at drjudithlong.com. The name of the CD is Relax and Return to Your Essence. Have yourself an amazing week.